Chapter 176 of the local government code goes back initially to 2005. As originally enacted, there were all kinds of issues and problems with it. There was an attorney general opinion that came out that sort of explained some of it. We did get some cleanup legislation in 2007 that fixed some of the problems, not all of them, and we've sort of worked with that since then. In this session, 2015, it's the first major changes since 2007, and we did get some very significant changes to it. I've always been a proponent of bright line rules that are easily understandable by school personnel and hopefully their attorneys. And one critical issue in a conflict disclosure statute that has criminal consequences for noncompliance is, well, who is covered? Okay. And on the and in this legislation, there's conflict disclosures that have to be filed by local government officers. That's the form CIS. And conflicts disclosure statements that need to be filed by vendors, including law firms that represent local government entities. That's the form CIQ, both forms promulgated by the Texas Ethics Commission. So who's a local government officer? Well, up until this last session, we had a pretty bright line rule there. It would be members of the governing body, Board of Trustees of a school district. It would include the chief executive officer or superintendent of the district.